And so today we've only got 30 minutes. So we'll and I know you'll want to talk to my litigation friend about does this really work and what happens when you make a claim, because that really is the bottom line question that everybody should be asking. But we'll talk about the increasing use of insurance, some of the basics of insurance. How do you need to acquire rep and warranty insurance in the context of an M&A transaction? Things to keep in mind in your negotiation with the seller that will impact the value of the insurance policy. And then Sarah, among other things, will be talking some about what we've seen in claims experience. There's some other products like rep and warranty insurance, but rep and warranty insurance is the one that's really caught fire in the last few years. The things that have really changed the rep and warranty market have been they can now be available. You can get pretty high limits on the policies. The prices are pretty reasonable. The materials will show you a range, but our experience is about 3.5% of the amount you're trying to insure is what the one-time premium is for those policies. You can get them on a timely basis. The insurers that are in this line of business know that there's a very short window between beginning of negotiations and signing a contract in a lot of these deals, and you can get a policy. 2 weeks is about as at the most I've tested it from start to finish, but the insurers insist they can even do it in a week's time. More realistically, allow yourself a month, and you should be fine. They're highly customized, the policies. There are specific matters that might not get covered, and we'll talk a little bit about how to protect yourself from going too far down this road and ending up having a policy that excludes the things you're most concerned about.